USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is retiring at the end of February 2019. Retired General Barry McCaffrey says Mattis was a stabilizing force in the White House.
He's a defense intellectual. He's someone who has literally become an icon of devotion to the armed forces. They trust him. They like him. They know he's one of them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The drama continues regarding a partial government shutdown as President Trump says he will not sign the bill that the Senate passed.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
Lawmakers are scrambling regarding the president's comments, and time will tell if a bill does get passed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced that the United States will move forward with plans to make migrants wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process. Mexico has agreed to this plan. The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 464 points to close at 22,859. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The flu kills right around 30,000 people in the United States each year, and the disease remains largely mysterious. Now, one of the things that's used to treat the flu by a lot of doctors is Tamiflu. Dr. Jeremy Brown is author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him about Tamiflu.
Yes, Tamiflu is a drug that has provoked some controversy, not really about whether it works, but really how effective it is. So it does seem to have an effect against the virus, but in terms of what that translates to, the best evidence that we have is that Tamiflu shortens the length of your symptoms by about a day, by about 18 hours on average. So you're thinking about taking a medicine like Tamiflu, on average it will shorten your symptoms by about a day, and it has not been shown to reduce the complication rate from viral pneumonia or to reduce the number of hospitalizations. So Tamiflu is a drug that works very modestly at best, and yet it is part of our strategic national stockpile that is kept by the government in the event of a massive flu outbreak to treat us. We certainly need a better drug than Tamiflu and drugs like it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.